Good afternoon. We'd like to welcome you to the Monday study session prior to our regular council meeting on March 17th, and happy St. Patrick's Day. I see a lot of green out there. A few of you didn't get the memo and you're still wearing blue. We need to excuse the Councilmember Summers wants to point out that he has an extremely small pin that has some green on it. We need to excuse the mayor, who is out of town. He won't be joining us for the council meeting this evening. We have four items on the study session agenda, and the first one is to review the items on the agenda for this evening's meeting. So we're just going to start with page one. Page two, we have a number of hearings, an annexation hearing first, and then we have several minor plan amendment hearings, the accompanying minor plan amendment action, and then the zoning cases that are attached to each of those. Councilmember Rawls.
I was just curious, for simplicity's sake, I understand why 4A, B, and C, 5A, B, and C, and 6A, B, and C are off consent. But once we have the public hearing on 4A, for instance, is there any reason that 4B and 4C can't be taken together as one motion in the absence of an objection by someone on the council?
No, council. If the motion is to approve items 4B and 4C, that can be voted on together.
I'd just like to suggest that maybe that would be a more expeditious way of handling both 4B and C, 5B and C, and 6B and C.
Then we'll be looking to you for a motion.
I'll be happy to make them. You have to call both of them before I can do that. So
will do. Thank you very much. That takes us over to page three, where we once again have minor plan amendments, and to page four, where we have the matching zoning case, another minor plan amendment. Page five, we're starting in on the liquor licenses. I'm not seeing anybody who wants to pull any of these. Page six, once again, more liquor licenses. Page seven, contracts. Page eight, anything there? Okay, page nine, more contracts. The introduction of ordinances. Page 10, PM 10 ordinance, and resolutions for city share. Anything on these? Okay. Page 11. On 10G, Kelly, I think you're prepared to give us some information on the IGA with the flood district for Maricopa County.
Yes, good evening. Last Thursday, Mayor Hawker asked about the current status of the basins for this area. And so the engineering staff put some information together to bring back and just to give you a quick update. And I handed out this list of showing where the basins are located, or at least which basins are out there. And then I also provided a couple different maps. A little bit of background on the Spook Hill Drainage Master Plan area. And I think if you go to this map, that really defines the 35 square mile area that encompasses the Spook Hill Area Drainage Master Plan. A little bit of background, this drainage study originally began back in July of 1987. That was the first plan that was put together when, you know, we started getting a lot of complaints from the public on drainage in the area. And then the next major drainage master plan was approved in September of 2002. And this master plan was coordinated with both the flood control district and the city of Mesa. And then in August of 2005, that was the last public meeting that was held with the residents in the area. Approximately 520 flyers were mailed out at that time, and 26 residents attended the meeting. Their concerns were documented and then incorporated into the revised master plan that was done in 2005. At that time, the cost of the drainage improvements shown on this map were estimated at $31 million. And that number fluctuates just depending on the time of year or when these improvements are eventually bid. We saw a couple years ago, you know, prices of construction increased by 30% to 50% in some areas. So $31 million is the latest estimate from 2005 that we're referring to for all the improvements that are shown on this map. Now, I've also sent out this 8.5 by 11. I'll put that up here. You got it, okay. Each one of the projects listed on here ties to this master drainage map. And if you look at, say, the first one is Haas, can't speak very good for St. Patty's Day, but Haas Road Basin, the C that's shown on here ties back to the map that I've referenced. So if you go to this list and you see on here the letter that corresponds to the project area on the map. So it shows the Mesa cost in the third column. That's the bond funds that are allocated for each one of these projects. And then the flood control district is the last column in there. So that just gives you an overall cost for each one of these projects. And then the aerial photo that I provided is just a little bit of the same information, but it gives you the aerial as a background so you can get see a little bit better where it's located with the aerial.
Okay, my question is a financial question, and it had to do with the bonds and whether or not these bonds have been sold. These are not revenue bonds. These are general obligation bonds because there's no funding source attached to repay them. Have these bonds already been sold?
Hello, Vice Mayor, Council Members. Anthony Raza, CIP Administrator. No, these bonds have not been issued yet for this project, Vice Mayor.
And so my question is, given the current financial situation, Chris, you've looked at this and you've made the determination that it's so critical for us to move ahead with this at this time that it's worth putting into the funding stream to repay these bonds because it'll come out of our general fund.
The forecast, I believe that the forecasted debt service payment that we look out over the next 20 years assumes that these are part of that payback. Would these amounts have a material effect on the debt service payment for the next 8 to 10 years, or even immediately in the next 5 years? Probably not. The debt service that is hitting us today at $25+ million are from issuances years ago, but certainly it is something that could be considered. Again, it becomes the cost of not doing them today in today's dollars versus deferring them and paying a much higher amount into the future. So I think as the forecast anticipates, all bonds that have been authorized would be sold over a period of time. These are built into that payment plan.
All right, I just want to make sure that we're making a considered decision here, that we know what we're doing, and it certainly is important to protect these properties and I'm very supportive of the flood control projects. We have to take care of them, but I just want to make sure that we're aware of the consequences of it. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Any other questions? Councilmember Rawls.
Not a question, but let's try to put this in context. I mean, I've said repeatedly that in my view, the major reason that Mesa is in a degree of financial straits is because we have to find $25 million in the general fund this year to pay bonds, and never should have been put in that position or stayed in that position for as long as we did. This council has already said that we're committed to a different program in the future, but there is going to be an overlap. We can't just stop growing between now and when we can get our first secondary property tax-based bonds into the market. So as much as I think we'd all like to wait and not add to the burden, as Chris says, it's not going to be a great burden over the next 3 or 4 or 5 years, maybe even 10 years. So, and these flood control projects are important, but you're right, Claudia. Everybody needs to go into this with their eyes open, and basically we're trying to tie up the loose ends of the old structure, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Daryl.
I guess my question is simply, this is 4.2 million, but you've got bonds to sell. It's a package much bigger than 4.2 million that you would be considering selling. Is that correct?
That's correct, Councilmember Truitt. This project would be part of an upcoming Series 2008 bond sale.
And how much is that?
For this project, it would be 2.8 million for this project, because based on the cash flow of this project, this is a 12-month project with the county flood control, and they're anticipating a notice to proceed in summer for this project. So if you do the cash flow for this project, part of it would be part of this upcoming Series 2008 bond sale.
What is the 2008 bond sale amount?
We're actually going through those numbers right now for the GO side for the storm sewer. It's estimated to be around 2.9 million. For the GO storm sewer side, it's estimated to be that much.
I guess I was kind of following the same line of reasoning that we're talking about here is, I don't think it's that. I think it's, do we do a bond sale of 50 million or however many millions total dollars you're talking about selling in 2008 is the real question. Because project by project, you could justify every one of these projects. The question is, do you sell another 40 or 50 million dollars worth of bonds today, or do you defer that for a year or two?
When is the sale going to take place, Brian?
Vice Mayor Walters, we're anticipating the sale will probably take place the end of April, beginning of May. It's our typical annual sale amount. And what we have, as Mr. Brady has said, our anticipated process, and as we've looked forward in the forecast, is there are really three major GO obligations we have left out there that have been approved by voters previously and that we've said we're going to move forward on. And those are in the police department with the technical services building that's under construction, the city court building that is under design and will be constructed, and we'll sell currently authorized bonds to pay for both of those two facilities, as well as some of our residual storm bond debt that we have here, and those have been built into our forecast. We had a storm bond election several years ago. This is authorization that is still on the books, but it is authorization that we've planned in our forecast. It, as Anthony said, we're going to sell about $2.9 million this next year, and then we'll sell again in the spring of 2009. We'll have an additional stormwater sale.
And what's the current status of the sale of city of municipal bonds? Are the munis getting no bids, or is it just other bonds?
Munis are still getting bids. They are. People are in the market here in the Valley every day. The market is vastly different than we've seen it before, but we still should get very competitive bids. One of the big issues on that side is the insurance issues and yes, how the insurance companies have now reacted to the things that are going on in the market.
Yeah, and that's why I was wondering. I've been seeing a lot of things coming through with no bids, and that's something that historically we haven't seen. I don't mean the city of Mesa. I just mean bonds in general. Okay, any other questions on this item? All right, thank you very much. Thank you, gentlemen. Anything else on page 11? Moving on to page 12, item 11B, Councilmember Truitt, we have a conflict noted for you on 11B, so we'll declare that when we get upstairs.
Vice Mayor.
Yes.
If I may, item 11A, you have a letter in front of you requesting
you
that be continued to your April 21st meeting. The applicant and property owner are still in some negotiations at this point.
So, Kim, you need to read that in for continuance to the, is it the April 21st meeting? If you would, please. Thank you. Anything else on page 12? All right, page 13. Councilmember Rawls.
On item 13A, having some discussion with the applicant and some others, I just want to ask John a question. What is the easiest way for this council to put this case back in the posture it was as a result of the negotiations between the applicant and the landowners? It's my understanding that the design review board said, we appreciate the agreement that you reached, but this is what we want. And I'd like to know what's the easiest way for us just simply to say, without opening up all sorts of new cans of worms or old cans of worms for that matter, how do we just get it back to where the applicant and the neighbors were both comfortable with the design?
Vice Mayor, Councilmember Rawls, the key element there is the tile roof that was shown along the south side of the project, and adding that back in, my understanding, would meet the agreements that the neighbors had with the applicant.
So would we then make a motion to deny, to approve the appeal with, how would we proceed? I guess I'm confused as to how we do.
Wouldn't it be a motion to approve the original application as opposed to the amended, as opposed to how it was amended by the design review board?
Is there a stipulation that the design review board put on it that we could get rid of?
I guess I'd have to go back and actually look at it from that direction, Councilmember Truitt. But Vice Mayor, I think if the motion were to approve it as per design review approval, except adding the tile back on, because there were some stipulations on there that we do want to keep.
Okay.
That was some of the side
okay.
issues.
Okay, so it would be adding the tile roof is the thing that got removed that's yes. in, it's in, does that take care of it?
Well, since the motion would be to uphold the design review board decision except as it relates to the tile roof along the south side.
Correct. I think that would do that.
And that
or just to amend the approval, because now we're being asked to approve or deny it, right?
Let's look over to Ms. Spinner. I understand that we can take this de novo, so we could just really redesign the entire project tonight if we wanted.
That's correct. You can amend, modify, delete, or affirm, or send it back to DRB. It's really up to
and so the motion would be to modify, if to get to Councilmember Rawls's place, the motion would be to modify.
The deleted affirmation.
To delete, to go back to the tile roof on the south side.
I think the motion stated by Councilmember Rawls would be sufficient to affirm it with exception of
the tile roof.
Okay. Okay. Well, as long as you tell us we're okay, we'll always say that when we get deposed on this case.
And if that's done, then there's no need for action by anyone else down the road. Design doesn't go back to design review, doesn't go back to planning and zoning, doesn't go back to staff.
That's correct.
It's just done. Case is over.
Correct.
Okay.
So you're not saying you want to redesign the whole thing tonight? You are so no fun.
Clark,
okay.
I can assure you that I would leave.
Hey, guys, did you hear that?
Design it any way you want. I'm out of here.
You know, I'd rather him stay. It's more painful to him that way.
It wouldn't be. I'd leave. It wouldn't be painful at all.
All right. I don't have anything else on the agenda that we need to discuss. Moving back to the pink agenda, acknowledge receipt of minutes or of various boards and committees. We have two. Do I have a motion? Housing Advisory Board, Museum and Cultural. I have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. I was out at the dedication today of the Gateway Terminal, which is now officially the Williams Terminal at Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport. So the terminal has now been named after Mr. Charles Williams, for whom the airport was named for years and years when the Air Force occupied it. It was a very nice event, and I think the nephew of Mr. Williams came and brought a portrait that had been done of him, and it will be hung in the terminal, so it should be very nice. Anybody have any other items? Councilmember Jones.
Which night was it we were out there? For the volunteer appreciation for the police department.
Wow, it's been a long week. I don't know. Thursday.
Thursday night. That's okay. Thursday night, we were out at a dinner of appreciation for the many volunteers for Mesa PD, and we have a lot of volunteers with a ton of hours given in service, which saves us a whole bunch of money on our budget.
I love those technical terms, ton and whole bunch. They do.
That's what today's people relate to when they talk.
They do, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Councilmember Summers.
Williams Gateway Airport Board Authority meeting was today. Prior to that meeting, I had to phone it in this morning. I had a conflict, but I called in, and while we are in the process of doing planning for the area around the airport is also engaged in planning on airport inside the fence for and trying to get those two plans to mesh. They don't quite mesh yet, but we're getting there. We're getting there. So,
excellent. Councilmember Truitt.
Well, not exactly in the same venue, but I did go out to a performance of the Dutton family on Friday or Saturday night or whatever night it was, at which time they announced they were going to open a theater in that center to the east of the center that we did the last use permit, and they're going to retrofit something there and have their open up a theater, dinner, performance, and then it'll be their winter home.
I think they're going to be in East Valley High School, which
right.
is one of
exactly.
the co-founders of that is Kathy Tolman. Mike, you'll remember Kathy. I think you ran against each other for the city council.
All this stuff right here in River City. Huh?
Uh-huh. All this right here in River City. And that was a nice performance by the Dutton family the other night. And prior to that, I attended, I think, my fifth turn at welcoming folks from Cessna who are looking at relocating here. That building is going up very well, and they're bringing them in small groups. And various council members have taken turns going and welcoming them.
So
and
that's not too hard.
No. Yeah. Well, you some of them you have to. Some of them aren't exactly excited about leaving Long Beach, but then they see our housing prices compared to Long Beach, and they get pretty darned excited. So we're so glad to have Cessna coming here. Anything else? All right, then I need a motion for adjournment, and we'll readjourn upstairs. Motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Oh, Chris, I forgot scheduling of meetings or general. Thursday morning, we'll be here.